Fisher Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, August 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, violence against Christians continues along Indonesia's shores despite the government's attempt to downplay jihad. IN Network's Rodi Rodehiever says national believers they're working with are watching the situation for more than safety reasons.
The reason we're working with a seminary in that country is because we believe that there may come a time when there will be no ability to bring influence in from other places, from the West, so to speak, and that the Indonesians themselves will have to carry the cross and represent what God's doing there.
Next, the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association is in the United States this weekend for their Twin Cities Festival. Luis Palau will bring his Great Music and Good News Festival to St. Paul, Minnesota, August 7th and 8th, in an effort to reach the unchurched younger generation.
All revivals was led by young people. Young people today are spiritually neglected in many segments of our society. They respond to a touch of the conscience far more than seniors and even middle-aged adults.
And Baptist World Alliance leaders are urging believers around the world to continue to work together for religious freedom. That in support of a new BWA project with plans to launch a global evangelization strategy during next year's centennial BWA World Congress. The program is a 5-year evangelism emphasis featuring living water conferences around the world. Time to encourage believers. BWA leaders say no other time in history has seen more persecution against Christians. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.